Yeah, that's a really cool area. One winter I was like unemployed a few years back, and I went up there during the winter, obviously, and it was a brutal winter, very cold, and it's partly why I don't often choose to go to the Upper Peninsula anymore, because I was on a vacation and I drove all the way up there, and I got to around Mystique, and started heading north, and I broke the CV axle joint thingy on my car. And so you're in the middle of nowhere, the Upper Peninsula, and so I had to get a tow to Escanaba from there, and that was expensive. And then, a CV joint doesn't just get thrown in your car while you wait, type of thing. So I had to get a hotel because I had my dog and I had a bunch of camping stuff that I couldn't leave in the car. And so my big idea for vacation just turned into staying at a hotel at Escanaba. There was not a lot going on. I could walk out and look at the ice fishermen on Lake Michigan, but that was about it. And but yeah, I don't know. I love the Upper Peninsula. If I can get up there, I do try to get up there. Munising is definitely one of my favorite areas. Pictured Rocks is awesome. And then what's the other? There's a lake of the Sky or some lake up there. I forget the name of it. Lake in the Clouds. I forget. It's something just like that. But that whole area up there is just awesome. And then Tequamanon Falls and all that. I've been all over up there. I've spent enough time up there where I don't mind hanging out on the Muskegon River. I really like the Asabo River too. It's not as much of a commitment, going a little bit north instead of all the way north. But all right, well, since Anthony's pressed for time, we'll send it over to him, KEAWUO.
I haven't spent nearly enough time in the UP over the years, but I have been up there quite a few times, so I don't feel like I'm missing anything. And, yeah, I know what you mean, John. Like, it's quite the commitment to cross the bridge time-wise, whether it's just the drive time or the amount of time that you have to have off or whatever it may be. It's a commitment, and you gotta be ready for it. It's not just a quick weekend trip up north or whatever. So it's a different beast. So, all right, gentlemen, I'm pulling into the driveway here. I'll catch up with you maybe tomorrow. This is KEAWUH, and I will be clear.